Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. This is the Morning Shift. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squid Billy. He's the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson. She is the Queen of Atlanta, the First Lady of Atlanta Best Baseball, and the Queen of Improv, and a French fry connoisseur, Miss Allie Mack. And over there, still driving his girlfriend's car with a creepy wave, Mr. Dylan Dylon Matthews. And we are the Morning Shift.
I got to give him credit. Dylan just got in my ear and goes, the P stands for PAT. So, well, yeah, there's that.
Apparently the P in Parker Romo's name doesn't.
Yeah. P stands for PAT today, unfortunately, man. I don't even know what to say, but it is what it is. We'll commiserate together.
Yeah, today we're going to be talking about that. It will be, you know, the number one topic of today. But hey, it was daylight savings over the weekend, which means, guys, the clock in my car is correct again.
There you go. Wow. Once every now and then.
Yeah, you get a win every now and then.
Once every 6 months.
And I hit 100,000 miles this morning driving in.
Ooh, I'm over 172. Like, join, welcome to the club.
Dylan, did you get a new car this weekend?
I did not, but progress has been made. Progress has been made.
So you looked at cars, at least. That's the progress.
I didn't get one either. I went and looked, too. I didn't.
Slightly closer than looking. So
that a boy.
Yeah.
Offer on the table. Financing has been approved. Let's go.
You know, we're at a certain stage, but hopefully there will be an even bigger step made today.
I feel like I have a little insider information on this, and I'm very excited for you.
Allie Mack does have a little insider information.
There you go.
She's got the inside scoop.
She's excited. I believe her.
So what were you looking at this weekend, Mike?
Big 2500 trucks.
Yeah, okay.
I mean,
okay.
It is what it is. Yeah. Okay. I mean, I went and looked at a couple of them. Didn't really love the ones I was looking at. And I was like, you know what, man, let's get Halloween out of the way.
Okay.
Let's get the Falcons game out of the way and we'll get back at it next week. So here we are.
All right. Well, here is what's happened since we last got to chat on Friday. Trae Young is going to be reevaluated in 4 weeks after suffering a sprained MCL in his right knee. Not great, not terrible. Hawks did lose last night, though, to the Cavaliers, 117-109. They play again tomorrow against the Magic at home. Pregame is at 7:30 right here on 92.9 The Game. Tip is set for 8. Georgia beat Florida 24-20 in Jacksonville. Bulldogs did trail in the fourth quarter but rallied back for the third time this season. Georgia Tech, I'm sorry to say, lost their first game of the season on Saturday night as they gave up 583 yards to NC State. It was 48-36. And the Dodgers have won another World Series. They beat the Toronto Blue Jays in Game 7, 5-4.
Yeah, one of the better Game 7s in a long time. That was a really good game, I felt like.
I felt like that game was drunk. It was just nuts.
That's what made it great. That's what made it great. I mean, I watched pretty much the entire thing, and I was obviously not happy with who won. I was really pulling for the Blue Jays, but, I mean, you had a couple – The Dodgers made a couple of plays in that game that were phenomenal. The catch in the outfield, and I think it was in the eighth inning, maybe it was the ninth. I can't remember, but over the center fielder runs over Kike Hernandez
Pummeled
or whatever.
Him.
Well, and I'm not a big fan of Hernandez, but weirdo. Great play though, great play. And then was it Rojas? I think at second base that makes a throw home, and Will Smith's foot.
Oh my gosh.
Comes off the plate and it had to be the spike of his cleat got back on the home plate as he's. I mean, it was just that game was drunk. You're right. Was it Shane Bieber comes in and gives up the home run to Will Smith? And just
craziness, man.
Just dude, it was a hell of a game.
It was a hell of a series, honestly.
Absolutely nuts. And I swear, with the foot maneuver on home plate with Will Smith, I swear that was the baseball gods. Just being like, no, you will win this.
Yeah.
Because I mean, that would have changed everything.
That's the game, right? I think you're right. You're so right. It was basically, believe it or not, in a tie game, that was a game-changing moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I did watch a little bit of that on Saturday. College football slate was absolutely insane. You mentioned Georgia Tech losing. That defense couldn't stop a nosebleed. Blake Gideon's defense was really struggling. Haynes King was unreal, but Georgia Tech's defense could not get it done. Bad weekend for the ACC, man. Miami goes down. You have to really wonder if it's even possible for them to get two teams in at this point. It probably might just be the champion, depending on what Georgia Tech does. If Georgia Tech beats Georgia and it's not the champion, that conversation's there, but we'll see what happens with all that. But bad weekend for the ACC as a whole, man. That league is starting to get a little bit watered down.
I think it's just the league is kind of being showcased for what it really is. Finally, after the season goes on. I think Georgia Tech has to win out to make the college football playoff now. They have to beat Georgia to get in the playoff. I mean, I guess they could win the ACC title game if they make it there and be in with two losses, but the Georgia game becomes that much bigger now to me.
I'd be curious, we've kind of tossed this around a little bit, and I do think the Georgia Tech's good enough, specifically on offense, to win the next few games. But it would be a curious conversation if Georgia Tech were to beat Georgia and lose the ACC title game to whoever they're playing. I think that would be an interesting conversation to have, right? You'd be dealing with what would the record be at that point?
Well, you'd be 10-2. I believe, or 11-2.
Right, you'd be 11-2 at that point. It'd be hard to kind of keep them out in that situation, specifically with the loss in a championship game. But that's neither here nor there. They need to figure out some things defensively to kind of get back on track. And we'll have that conversation throughout the day today about a lot of these college football games.
The other game, of course, that we've already talked a little bit about that we are going to be focusing on today is the Falcons against the Patriots yesterday. They lost 24-23. We are going to open up the phone lines, 404-726-0929. Get your feelings out. This will be another therapy session. However you're feeling today, we will accept your call. And we're going to get into the nitty-gritty of it. We've got audio from Raheem when he talked to Dave Archer after the game yesterday. But first thoughts, how are you guys feeling at this point?
I honestly didn't know how to feel. After the game yesterday, Grant and I hopped on post-game, and I'm sitting there going, did the offense play terribly? Not really. Mm-hmm. Did I love the fact that Bijan didn't get a ton of yards? Not really, but he got 20 touches, got 8 catches along with his 12 carries. Did the defense play bad? Not really. It's just one of those games where I think everything you feel about this game is because of the prior 2 weeks and not specifically this game. If you had not looked so bad the last couple of weeks, you probably don't feel that bad about losing on an extra point to one of the best teams in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
all of that stacked on top of one another, you're like, dude, this sucks.
And everything I'm reading is coaching sucks. Coaching. And I understand. I think what you just said is it. That's the sentiment right there, is that the last 2 weeks are controlling your thoughts. You made adjustments in this game. Your defense was absolutely on fire from the last possession of the real last possession of the second quarter by them until the end of the game. You allowed 3 points in that span. You go look at offensively, it was very sluggish and just bad to start the game, but you kind of did round into form. I thought midway through the second quarter that you needed to get Bijan more touches, it just wasn't enough. But they had a game plan, and they stuck with it, and it came around. And there was some plays that Michael Penix made as the game progressed that I kind of felt good about, because the last six quarters until the I'll put it this way. Until the start of the third quarter, the last six quarters of Michael Penix football had me not feeling very good about him and where we were. And he seemed to really kind of lock in. He found his legs again and realized he could use that. I thought he played a little bit quicker with his throws. And Drake London is him. So
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Drake London, Bijan Robinson might be the best player in the NFL, according to Raheem, but Drake London's the best player on our team. Like, Drake London's the best player on our team. Like, the catches he made in his first three touchdown performance, it just complete insanity. When you add up all the context of when they were happening and the, 12 seconds left and all this other kind of stuff going on, just insane, insane the plays he was able to make yesterday. And that's why, we've talked so much about Zach Robinson, and that conversation will continue to be ongoing. I struggle because Drake London got put up to bat so many times, and that's what should happen. But also it's like, man, how many times is he going to be able to make miraculous play after miraculous play after miraculous play and kind of dig this team out of a hole?
Here's the problem for me. The big 40-yard catch was – you're obviously going to get the first down no matter what, but to go up and to not quit on that play and to go up and make that catch, that was Julio Jones-esque as far as jump ball stuff. He proved yesterday he's the best jump ball player in the league, 50-50 ball, whatever you want to call it. But the other touchdown catches, like, they seem miraculous because we don't feel like we've seen them in a while. The fourth down touchdown catch was unreal. I'm just going to get unreal.
Unreal.
But the other two were Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, Mike Evans plays that we see a lot. We see kind of routinely made by the best five receivers in the league. I think what you got to get to is say that was Drake London telling the country, the world, the league, whoever the hell you want to label it as, I'm one of those guys. Because they were great catches, but also they were perfectly placed balls where only one guy could go get it, and that guy went, right? So the first two I don't feel like were necessarily miraculous. They were great catches, don't get me wrong, but they were exactly what you needed to be. The 40-yard catch and the one-handed fourth down catch, holy hell. And
insane.
But Bijan Robinson's too. Bijan Robinson made two catches on that same drive that were both one-handed.
Yeah, he had an insane day as well. And obviously we're breaking into this. I want to talk at some point today at length about the third down percentage. Mm-hmm. It's just abysmal. And we got to get it right.
we've got 3 hours to talk about it, so we're going to cover it coming up. Like I mentioned, we've had a few hours to process this game, what went right, what went wrong, and we're taking your calls at 404-726-0929. Till next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.